You're gonna sit next to me.
On FaceTime? Zoom?
No, it's just hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Speakerphone.
Hello. And welcome to the podcast Life Around Us.
Nice.
So what are some random acts of kindness you have paid to other people or they have paid to you?
Well, we have a couple of little stories about that. One was one day when we were checking our mail, we found one of those little plastic eggs. And in that plastic egg, it had a very kind note.
Three pieces of chocolate.
And the note said, "Hi, we're your neighbors, and just spreading some joy. And if you need anything, let us know."
Wow.
And I know. And these are neighbors that we have never met. And quite frankly, I don't even know what they look like. But it was very nice. It was just kind of something unexpected, and it was nice.
Yes.
But they did leave their address on it.
Nice.
And so a few days later, we had put together a little Lego bee. It was a bumblebee.
Yeah, we got it a little while ago, and it's just been on our table. And because it was springtime or the beginning of springtime, we thought it would be nice to deliver it back because at the bottom of the note that they left, there were seemingly some children's names. And so we walked the bee over and wrote a little note that just said, "Hey, we thought we would return the favor and give you some springtime cheer." And so we left the bee in a little note in their mailbox.
Wow.
Yeah, it was nice.
That was really nice. Yeah.
Then we have another one where the boys, they play soccer, and they're on a soccer team. And one of the things during the lockdown, they've been asked to do certain drills each day. And mm-hmm. so they have about 30 to 45 minutes worth of drills that they're supposed to do each day.
And so it was last Friday, and we were just kind of walking around, and I'm sure that Fletcher, at your household, you probably get lots of packages. And so people are very aware of when they come. And we were looking out of our window and noticed that there were two tall boxes on our front porch. And it looked like some sort of card. And so we opened the door and they were two boxes from Lululemon. And there was a Lululemon note card on top. And I will read to you what the note says.
Okay.
It says, "Hi, I see two boys working out during this quarantine, frequently outside. I live in the neighborhood and work for Lululemon. Part of why I love my job is because I get to champion people putting in the work and moving. So here are two mats to support their workouts now and hopefully for years to come. Keep it up, Lululemon Nashville." So we got two, boys got each a yoga mat.
Wow.
I know, right? That was crazy. That was totally unexpected. And the other thing that I really liked about this note, Fletcher, is that she didn't put her name on it. It was simply from the company. And I will tell you that left such an impression with me that I wrote an email to Lululemon's Nashville office specifically to highlight this so that they know that the people that work there are doing a really good job.
Wow. Yeah. That is very nice.
Isn't that nice?
Right?
Yeah.
And then, of course, I'm sure like a lot of people in town and around, you know, you have your the person that cuts your hair, the person that cuts your pet's hair, the person that, you know, helps you around the house and all those people, your favorite restaurant, all those people do not have can't work right now. So, like probably a lot of people are doing, we're buying gift certificates to some of our favorite places just to hopefully help them out in these difficult times.
Yeah. Has the boys paid any acts of kindness to you all?
Well, as a matter of fact, right now they're outside weeding.
That's right.
Wow.
And Maddie folded the towels this morning. He's being very helpful. Mason helped cook jalapeno cheddar cornbread.
Ooh.
And she helped make carnitas for tonight. Mm-hmm. I did a random act of kindness by letting Mason win skip bow this morning.
Nice. So that's been our kindness packed quarantine thus far.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty fun.
It hadn't been too bad with those highlights. Yeah.
I mean, over here, we're kind of doing the same thing, just staying indoors and trying to do the best we can. I'll say, me and my mom we have a neighbor who's like 90 years old, and she can't go out. So we give her a phone call and say, hey, what do you need from Kroger? And we drop it by her house.
That's very nice.
That is very nice.
Yes.
That is very nice. It makes you feel good too when you do that, when you get to do that kind of stuff for people too.
Yeah, it has this feeling inside that makes you feel you nicer.
Yeah.
Yeah, helping somebody out and because they need it, and that's always a good thing to do.
Definitely. Well,
have you done any random acts around your house?
I'm helping my mom, like, disinfect, because she, every morning, she disinfects the house with cleansing wipes. So I do that every morning.
Nice.
Oh, that's
fun. But after school, I sometimes help her do laundry, and I vacuum the carpets a lot.
Excellent.
I mean, I just do daily chores that, since it's not a big deal to, like, last year to us, but now it's just something to do while you're in house and cooped up.
Right. All of a sudden, yeah, the normal things are at least give you something to do.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Like, you honestly want to do chores.
Yes.
Anything you didn't want to do beforehand.
Right. It's pretty crazy, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I've been binging probably the same three movies over and over again.
What movies are they?
There's this old movie from 2004. It's called Another Cinderella Story. I've been watching High School Musical.
Oh.
And Aladdin, the 2019
version. Oh, yeah, we recently watched that.
Yeah. What I've been binging most of the time. Let's see. What are some movies you're binging?
Well, I know. I'm trying to think. We watched, what's that? Lost in Space. Have you seen that one?
I don't think so.
That's really good. So it's on Netflix, and it's like it was a TV show from the 50s. And it looked like, it looked pretty corny in the 50s, but they have redone it. And, it's really cool. And in fact, that was one of the shows that we were most excited about coming back on. And there are two seasons of it on Netflix, and we have watched it as a family, actually. That's one of the very few ones we've all found that we all really like. So I would highly recommend that one. It's good.
I will check it out.
Excellent.
Yep.
Well,
do you want me to ask the boys if they're watching anything?
You can. I don't really care.
Gentlemen.
The 100.
Can you hear that?
I did. A silent 100. A faint 100. I did hear that.
Yeah.
So, basically why I wanted to talk to you guys. What are you doing in your household?
we're doing a lot of cooking, like I'm sure a lot of people are. We're trying new recipes.
We've done a lot of furniture rearranging over the past weekend. So we've rearranged the furniture in the living room. We swapped out three different rugs and moved them around. We've been trying some paint colors in the dining room to see which ones we like the best. We put together a sectional couch in the basement. We're installing a bathroom, and we've been doing lots of planting outside.
Well, I knew about one thing about the bathroom, but that's impressive. Wow.
Yeah. We try and stay busy.
The only thing I've really done is rearrange my room because it was a little bit messy and a little bit cramped. So, but basically what I'm doing, and then you're just doing a bunch of stuff that would keep you busy.
Yes, we're trying.
Yeah. Well, I think that's all we have for today.
Well, thank you very much for inviting us, and I'm very proud of you for doing this podcast.
Absolutely, Fletcher.
Thank you so much.
Take care, sweet girl.
You too.
Right, bye-bye.
Bye.